This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Wednesday, October 29th. Three murder suspects have been charged with beating a fellow inmate at the Columbus County Detention Center. Kenneth Wooten, Julius Stevens, and Talis Vereen all face unrelated murder charges. They allegedly assaulted Thomas Ray Hammonds, age 59, just after 8 a.m. today. Hammonds was arrested last week on drug trafficking charges. One of the most troublesome spots for flooding in Wyville will get a facelift next year. Wyville City Manager Darren Curry told City Council last night that the state's going to replace two undersized culverts at Radio Station Road and U.S. 701 Business. The culverts contributed to the flooding of the Go Gas, Donut Shop, and other businesses between Hay Street and San Jose Restaurant. The announcement was made at the same meeting that was attended by many angry residents and business owners who said the city isn't doing enough to control flooding downtown. They called for more beaver dam removal, clearing of canals, improvements to Soul Swamp, and dredging of the run of the swamp. Ground was broken yesterday for the new sheriff's office building on Jefferson Street in Wyville. The former building was demolished due to mold and structural issues in 2023. Representative Brandon Jones secured $4.4 million in state funding for the new building. It will bring all divisions of the sheriff's office under one roof. No local money will be used for the project. A 17-year-old suspect apparently shot himself at the Boys and Girls Home Monday night after allegedly killing his foster parents near Red Springs. The teen's name has not been released. Investigators said that he fled to Lake Waccamaw after killing Ted and Joanne Chavis in their home, where he was a foster child. The youth allegedly hid in the Lehman Chapel at the Boys and Girls Home, where he shot himself when confronted by police. He later died at Columbus Regional. We have more on this story on our website. Scammers are calling area residents who recently lost loved ones, demanding immediate payment for funeral services. The sheriff's office said this morning that these scammers are cloning funeral home telephone numbers. They use details from obituaries to improve their pitch. Officials said the best defense is to simply hang up and contact your funeral home if you have any questions. This weekend is the Pecan Music Festival in Wyville. Events kick off Thursday night with the 80s party in the alley on Madison Street from 7 to 9. Drop-off for the Pecan Cooking Contest is from 6 to 7 p.m. at Candlewood Farms Coffee and Bakery. Friday night from 5:30 until 8:30 is the Halloween Bash at City Hall with food and coffee trucks, games, trunk-or-treating, and more family fun. That's sponsored by Wyville Police and Wyville Fire. There's also the adult Halloween party at the Depot Friday night. The fun run starts at 7 a.m. Saturday. Registration for the 5th Annual Car Show is from 8 until noon. And on the main stage throughout the day, you can enjoy the music of Jeffrey Simmons and Company, the Crenshaw Trucking Band, and Painted Man. Animal Protective Services is going to host Nightmare on Paul Street Thursday night. It's a special Halloween adoption event at the shelter on Legion Drive. There'll be music, games, food, and, of course, adoptable pets. Vendors are still needed for the event. Nightmare on Paul Street is from 7 until 9 p.m. at the shelter that's located on Legion Drive. Call 910-641-3945 for more information or if you'd like to be a vendor. Sheepdog Foundation is going to open the Reggae Cafe Friday for a lunch fundraiser at their new facility at 426 Lee Street in Wyville. The menu will be Jamaican jerk chicken, rice, and plantains. All proceeds go to the headquarters. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.
Have you heard? Affordable healthcare is better than ever. And right now there are more carriers and plans to choose from. If you're between 18 and 64 years old with a household income of $25,000 or less, this message is for you. Right now, the government's Affordable Care Act is available for individual and family health coverage plans with little to no cost to you. Don't gamble your health. Call Healthcare for All. 70% of callers qualify for a zero-cost healthcare coverage. See if you are one of them. Call now. Our agents are standing by to help you get the health insurance plan you and your family needs and deserves. If you're uninsured or struggling to afford your current health insurance, help is just a phone call away. This is not Medicaid or Medicare. This is the marketplace with the largest selection of healthcare plans from the Affordable Care Act. To find a plan that's right for you, call 800-630-7415. That's 800-630-7415.